Tommy slipped something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump returning to Mar-a-Lago last night after his sit-down for a two-hour meeting with President Biden, telling his supporters of the 2024 presidential election.
They say most consequential win in the last 129 years. What's that all about? That's a lot. I just wanted to win. It didn't have to be that much. I just wanted to win. But we did. Yeah, too much winning. Too much winning. Is there any such thing as too much winning?
The president-elect wants the new Republican Senate to allow recess appointments, meaning his cabinet picks could be put in place without Senate confirmation. Among those cabinet picks, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to be attorney general. He has now resigned his seat. That means the alleged sex trafficking ethics investigation that Gaetz was under in the House ends. ABC News projects Republicans have won enough seats to keep control of the House of Representatives, clinching a unifying GOP government in Washington. This is ABC News. The next DA in Los Angeles has something to say about the recent drive for freedom for the Menendez brothers convicted of killing their parents. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
When new L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman is sworn in on December 2nd, some avenues for the Menendez brothers to gain their freedom may hit a wall. Hochman telling ABC News he has to review their case and may not agree with outgoing DA George Gascon, who has tried to get the brothers released. Hochman saying he's not going to decide off watching a Netflix documentary.
Is it a just decision, or was it just a political ploy? There will be no cloud over whatever decision I do.
Governor Newsom could still decide to release the brothers no matter what Hochman decides. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Boeing has started laying off about 10% of its global workforce, about 17,000 people. This comes as thousands of machinists returned to the assembly lines after they reached a contractual deal and ended their strike earlier this month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans.
like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he's lost the election. Speaking on WISN Radio Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election, but he didn't concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. The victims in a fiery crash that left five dead earlier this month in Dane County are identified. Jeff and Michelle Bauer of Crandon, Josh and Tammy Stahl of Minnesota, and Barry Sievers of Belleville were all killed the night of November 1st when their Tesla went off the road, struck a tree, and burst into flames. And now's the time to vaccinate against respiratory illnesses. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 22% of Wisconsinites have received the flu shot, while 11% of state residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The numbers for the flu vaccine are a little higher than last year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
The presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today, although we may see a few breaks in the clouds by late this afternoon. Our high right around 50. Tonight, 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 53. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, 56. 52 by Sunday. You want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood? Then you got to have Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Just can't concentrate. You're
I try to think about Shakespeare.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon. Tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
The way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cowboys don't cry, and heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again. And love is a sweet dream that always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movies, I'd never be blue. But here in the real world, when hearts get broken. It's real tears that fall. And darling, it's sad but true. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. I gave you my love, but that wasn't enough to hold your heart. When times got rough, and tonight on that silver screen, it'll end like it should. Two lovers will make it through, like I hope we would. But here in at all, 'cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. And darling, it's sad but true, but the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always here in the real world. Now the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson here in the real world, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour we'll have that ag weather forecast. It's going to clear out a little bit here starting on later today. And we're going to still see some of those above normal temperatures too. We'll have more coming up this hour. Also this hour, Susan Littlefield is joining us this morning. She's chatting with Dan Hellstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. She had a chance to talk with Dan during our NAFB convention here in Kansas City. She had a chance to talk with him yesterday about the outlook for agriculture exports. We'll have more with Susan on that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Heading into a new year, the future a bit uncertain, but to help answer some questions in the agriculture and dairy industry, John Clark has part two of our interview with Mike North, president of EverEgg.
Mike, it's great to be with you.
Our biggest concern, John, is where the consumer will be at as we start the year. We've watched as the consumer debt continues to pile up. Credit card delinquencies is growing at a rate we haven't seen since 2009, the quote-unquote Great Recession. We're seeing the consumer in their spending habits pushing back on certain areas, especially food service, which most people are unaware of the fact, but 51% of the food dollar spent in America is spent outside of the home, at restaurants, on the go. And if they are pushing back there, what that often means is they're consuming less dairy fat, less dairy protein. And of late, one of the trends that we've been watching is a growth in the frozen pizza demand relative to growth in delivery or takeout or, you know, going to the pizzeria with the family. And so that impacts volumes as well. And so we have some concern about what the consumer will do.
Trying to shift gears just a little bit, tell us a little bit about the economic relationship between beef and dairy.
We have a very short breeding herd in beef, which over the last several years has prompted the need for more beef cows to produce beef animals. Well, we can't make them overnight. And so because of the strength in beef price, a lot of dairymen have shifted towards breeding more of their cows with sexed beef semen to produce a black-hided beef steer. And ultimately, that trend is going to stick around as long as the market says so. And beef price is very, very high right now. You're watching wholesale prices, $1.85, all the way out through spring. That sends a signal, we need more beef, we need more beef. The response in the beef industry has been, despite the lesser head, we're going to make a bigger carcass. So carcass weights have continued to grow. Beef production year over year is actually flat with fewer animals. And as we look at 2025, we see some growth in beef production. One of the things that really has kind of hit the radar of late is that frozen beef in the freezer, that supply has started to actually grow, which tells us maybe the consumer is backing away from beef a little bit in their diet. That's something that we also see when the market goes to high prices. And so just like in any market, high prices are the cure for high prices. The consumer is sending a signal, and we will receive that on the supply side of the equation. But the problem is we've already been breeding animals that aren't even going to hit the ground for another 9 months that then will be raised and finished out, and there will be a point where we have way too much beef on our hands. And so with dairy prices where they're at, we're starting to see some clients shifting back towards breeding some more heifers in the herd, especially if they have plans to expand or any sort of vision for growth in the next 2 to 3 years. And so there is already a slow shift there, but there's going to be a long tail on this beef move. And once we tip that, you know, we're going to have more inventory than we need.
Looking at EverAg, just has an incredible lineup of services that you do.
Well, EverAg covers all three verticals of dairy, livestock, and grain and feed. We work from farm all the way through the supply chain to the end user, to the retailer, providing a myriad of different services from software that may track milk flows around the country to data solutions that, you know, help people operate more efficiently in their operation, to risk management services like brokerage and insurance products and advisory offerings to really help agriculture work through the problems that it faces both in its operational flow and in its financial flows on farm, off farm, as it relates to markets. One of the things that we provide in our suite of services is a market intelligence offering, which covers consulting, advisory, and just raw data and information. And we have some that's free and some that's by way of subscription. You just put insights in front of the name, insights.ever.ag.
As a subscriber, I can tell you it's very well worth it. Mike North, president of EverAg, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling to the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Man, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now, that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Shop early. Save big. All month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Every day I clock out and head straight to her house. We cuddle up on the couch, but it always ends the same old way. Driving home and it's incredibly late. Something's gotta change, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Went to the bank, took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. Taking him to dinner Sunday night. I've never been so nervous in my life. I want to do this right, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough. Around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the NAFB convention with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December milk down 33 to 1868, January down 25 to 1875, February down 15 to 1892, March milk down 9 at 1898. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down a half to 168, 40-pound blocks down 2 3/4 to 169, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 1/4 to 263, two trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1 to 139, five trades on the day. Dry whey down 1/4 to 62 1/4, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mixed on the day. Feeder cattle also mixed on the day. Nearby months were lower due to the drop in some of the boxed beef prices, and that helped to pressure some of the nearbys, but the market continues to rally in deferreds due to added supports of the feeder cattle demand in the countryside. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower as well. Again, lower pork cutout values pressuring the market. December live cattle down 37 cents to 184.02. November feeder cattle down 35 cents to 246.47. December hogs down 47 cents to 81.87. Chicago Board of of trade corn, soybeans, and wheat, all mostly lower on the day as the weather is still moving positive for South America, and that is helping to continue to pressure corn and bean markets. Also, positive weather in the U.S. for the winter wheat crop also pressuring the market as well, even though markets are now getting into oversold conditions. New crop 25 corn down 2.5 to 440 and a quarter. New crop 25 beans down 3.25 to 1028 and a half. December wheat down 11.25 to 541. Minneapolis wheat December down 6.75 to 571. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 367, December 372, January 373, new crop 25, 380, cash beans 923, December 928, January 933, new crop 25 at 939. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 376.5, December 381.5, January 389.5, February 392.5. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 387, December 391, January 397. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 376, cash beans 927, January 932. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 381, new crop 25, 390, cash beans 923, new crop 25. At 938. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 393, April 424, May 426, new crop 25, 402. Cash beans 967, April at 997, May at 10 even, new crop 25, 970. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn at 374, new crop 25, 376, cash beans 925, and January at 935. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 148 to 172, market cows 84 to 119, bulls 128 to 160, calves 450 to 990, beef steers 162 to 340, and Holstein steers 110 to 280. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 280 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, and bucks 250 and down. Meanwhile, at Sombrota, feeder lambs 25 to 245, fed lambs 140 to 160, and ewes at 85 to 107.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every Friday night, there's a steady clock.
field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. And girls getting down on the farm. Well, you can come as you are. There ain't no dress code, just some route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
We had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down, said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a sack. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song." Well, I looked back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, "What'd you do with those swing doors? Where's the sawdust on?
a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Lost everything. It all started having a familiar ring. So I asked you to take me someplace quiet. We wound up at the river for the rest of the night. Somewhere around the break of day, I could hear it coming from a mile away. So don't
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The NAFB convention is going on this week in Kansas City. Susan Littlefield had a chance to talk with Dan Hellstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation about the agriculture export outlook for meat.
So, Dan, I wanted to kind of start out because 2024 has been a decent and pretty good year when you look at the export potential and the opportunities that were out there. As we sit in the month of November and you kind of reflect back on this last year, what do you see as some of the biggest market movers that helped to push this like we saw?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, if you look at where we thought we would be a year ago for 2024, we never thought we are where we are today. We're on record pace for beef, or for pork, sorry, both volume and value, and our forecast going into 25 will probably be a new record as well if everything stays the way we think it is today. But beef is really the surprise, I think. We're only down a couple percent, and our forecast is it would be closer to steady with a year ago, and we're up on value. So it'll be our second largest value year ever export, up 10.5 or 10.6 billion. What are some of the drivers? Well, without a doubt, Latin America. You know, Mexico, Central America, our they followed the market all year long. When it was lower earlier in the year, it didn't surprise us. But when it went up to $330 choice cutout, they're still in there buying. So I think what that tells us is that Latin America, a lot of regions, but Latin America is really establishing an affinity for our quality. And the first question is not why is the price high. The first question is when will we be able to get more volume? So that's a pretty good position to be in. So I think that is one of the successes right there.
Especially with Brazil trying to kind of step into this role of exporting more meat into areas of, you know, Mexico and that kind of stuff. Quality is not the same, but they're still trying to do it.
Exactly right, yeah. Brazil has really come onto the scene, not only on beef, but pork as well. And we're keeping a very close eye on that. But you're exactly right. Especially with beef, you're comparing apples and grapefruits a little bit. But don't underestimate them. They've closed the gap, and we have to keep an eye on it. But, yeah, they're definitely more of a short-fed, different energy diet than we have as well, whereas we're longer fed and you know, that high-quality corn in particular.
So what are some things that USMEF is going to do to kind of continue to get that word out there and showcase how the high quality is still there?
Yeah, that's in our DNA. This is what we're doing each and every day around the world, is talking about quality, and safety too. Safety is kind of assumed from the U.S., which is a good place to be in. But I think it's more about spreading the word and telling our story to more people, more groups, and more countries. The other thing that I failed to mention is the other rebound that we saw this year was on the food service side in Asia, North Asia in particular. Japan and Korea were really lagging on the food service, and we're still lagging today. But with the record rebound in tourism in Japan and Korea, we're starting to see some tailwind there. So we're excited about that and focused on that as well.
You got to give hats off to the boots on the ground that you guys have. And we don't talk enough about your regional directors and the staff that is there that continually pushes, look at these American products.
Yeah, it's no different than any business. People are what, and we don't have any fixed assets. You know, we have a few offices, but the people are our assets, right? And the intel and the relationships. So you're exactly right. We have about 100 people around the world in 20 regions, and they're on the ground, whether it's our office of 11 in Korea or our office of 1 in Jakarta, Indonesia. They're talking about U.S. beef and pork each and every day. So, yeah, that we're blessed to have them, and I think each and every day they're sitting there talking about our products and representing us in a great way.
And Dan, we can't forget about that other protein we don't talk a lot about, and that's American lamb.
Yeah, lamb continues to also perform very well relative. It's much smaller than beef and pork, of course, but we've seen tremendous uptick in demand in Mexico, also in Caribbean, two of the mainstay markets for them, but Central America, a little bit going in Japan. So, yeah, there's opportunity there as well at the very high-end level, and they really defined the high end. But, yeah, it's fun to have them involved as well.
As you look going into 2025, what are going to be some of those key areas, though, that you guys are going to really have to focus on to keep this momentum going for our U.S. producers?
Well, yeah, we got to continue to reinforce the Asian markets. You know, probably going to diversify a bit away from China, I would guess, although China is still very important, especially on the beef side. But you reinforce that food service rebound that we just talked about in Korea and Japan. And then it's really about these other emerging regions. What can we do in Southeast Asia, Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, and part of it's market access related. We have to get improved market access. We're always working on that, our team is. But if we can get that, we've proven that the plants that are eligible to export are doing that. We just need more plants, as an example. And then, you know, Central America, you know, South America, Colombia has been a home run. I haven't talked much about Colombia today, but Colombia's absolutely lights out on pork. And of course, we had a bit of a suspension on beef back to the H5N1 in April. Any state that had a positive, which was up to 14 states, couldn't export to Colombia. So we went from $3 million a month to about $500,000 a month because of that. And now we have access reinstated fully as of October 1, which is great news. This, we followed the science eventually. It took a while. But now we're rebuilding and regaining that share. So Colombian beef, to your point, is another focus to regain that share.
As we wrap this up, any unattainable countries or that you guys have just about there that are going to be looking and that are on your radar for 2025 to start selling U.S. products?
Well, I think there's a variety of them in Africa. You look at Ghana, Benin, Nigeria, which is kind of all together in West Africa, Senegal. I think we're right there on a doorstep. We need a little more market access. We need a little more supply chain development. But yeah, we're very close. So that would be one example. Morocco is another one where we have a free trade agreement, but we still have some market access issues we're dealing with there. But if we were able to get those ironed out, there's business there that's just waiting to be had. So I could keep going on, but that would be two good examples.
That's Dan Hellstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Dry weather is expected through the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, we will see some areas of fog and mist, though, at times during the early morning hours. Temperatures will run mild through Monday, with highs ranging from the upper 40s to mid-50s as well. Now, rain chances do increase next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 62 to 67%. North winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog. Lows 32 to 37, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, and a light wind. For Friday, partly sunny, some patchy fog early. Highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Tuesday, becoming cloudy, rain likely, highs 45 to 50.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It is possible for those who are lax in their commitment to watering and repotting plants to grow something. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Air plants prefer hands-off relationships as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Of houseplants. Not that I don't like them, it's just that I overwater, forget to water, or my cat eats them. I've seen air plants for sale in a local nursery, just hanging out in bowls of glass or on some other cutesy thing, and there's no soil underneath them at all. I also noticed there are no roots either. Frank Messina is a wholesale grower of air plants in California. He says they don't need roots.
It gets all of its light and all of its water through its leaves, so it doesn't have any roots that take any water up. Nutrients and water come through its leaves through little scales called trichomes, and these scales act like sponges and absorb the water into the plant.
Most air plants need a drink of water once or twice per week, depending on the environment. But keep it simple. Hold them under a faucet or dunk them in a bucket of water for a few seconds. Turn the plants upside down to drain so water isn't lodged in their crevices. They will grow faster if they're fertilized, but Messina says they don't need it. Even if your other houseplants are dying off, air plants will live and keep producing baby plants.
The life cycle is basically the plant maybe would start from a seed, would grow to maturity, and produce a bloom. After it blooms, it produces pups or offshoots off the bottom of the plant, and those will become a larger and larger colony. As you grow more of them, you can break them off and give them to your friends, and the plants will continue on as long as they're taken care of properly.
The other great thing about air plants is the endless ways to display them in places where you didn't think it was possible to grow plants. They can dangle from wherever you want them to as long as they have light and good air circulation. Learn more about the wonder of air plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My love is overflowing, my love and courage.